I am quite thirsty.
Wait.
Which one is it?
Nope.
Boom.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. There you go.
I am number two, so I'm going to.
So, you know, I'm talking to you. I'm like, you real ethnic right now. Yeah. But well, I'm talking to you, but exactly. Somebody else hears me say it.
Right.
You know, and it's not a derogatory word.
Not at all.
You know, we're talking amongst ourselves and other people pick it up. You talk to your friends and then the next thing you know, ethnic is us, you know?
That makes it good. So that's kind of like the game of telephone. That, you know, that's a good point. You know,
so it could have easily been us that started. You
we
know.
Are the culprits.
Exactly. It could have easily been us because I have seen that.
Okay. You know, that's true.
In words and from, especially music.
Very true.
Like you hear these words in music and then everybody starts to use it in their everyday lives. And you're like, well.
That's cap. That's
exactly. Which I don't even know what it means. Well, I do now. But I mean, when I was hit with that word, I'm like.
No cap.
Yeah. Why don't you just say lie? Yeah. why don't you just say falsifying?
Ain't nobody finna walk around here and be like, hey, you falsifying information. No falsifying information.
I think the American Caucasianism would say no falsifying.
You know what, P-Bid, you might be right. You might be right. But I also think that back to what Lady D was saying, how you know how we use words. So y'all know how Facebook is a very interesting platform for memes, and so is the TikTok. Not the TikTok, the other one, the Instagram. The Instagram is an interesting platform for some memes. I was scrolling through my Instagram, and I saw a meme, and it had three lines. It said, "You good? You good? You good?" All three of them mean three different things if you inflect your voice the proper way. You good?
It's all inflection.
Yes.
You good? That is. You good? You good? So it was another one. It said, all right now. All right now. All right now. And it's just like those types of things. And here's the thing. Every person around this table can laugh about that. Because if I say that three different ways, y'all going to be like, she all right? So if I be like, all right now. All right now. All right now. Yeah. All three of those mean three different things. And every last one of my melanated homies can attest to the fact that those mean three different things.
Why you gotta bring color into it?
I don't, you know what? Because I feel like if you are colorblind, then you are
blind to the struggles of that color.
But
well, just go ahead and shit on colorblind people. Just go ahead. That's not that. The blind people too.
Lady D talking about folks.
The handicapped.
All right, Mr. Caucasity.
Oh, what's he doing?
But you know what? In the spirit of that, why are we still identified by the color of our skin? Because I know a very talented individual who just recently celebrated a nationally acclaimed holiday. And in a very profound speech said that he looks forward to the day where we are not judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. However, if you are lighter than the number two pencil in the apricot color in the crayon box, then you are immediately looked at as a criminal, a suspect, or a problem. So why is it that the darker your skin, you are perceived more as a threat? Why do you believe that? That is the case.
Media.
Agreed.
Like, excuse me. Even in it's like my lifetime. When you see, you know, such and such has broken into somebody's house or killed somebody on the news or whatever, it's always, you know, a person of darker skin tone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when those, you know, less melanated people do the same things, they're like, oh, well, we can't show this photo of this person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, right. But they just killed somebody.
Agreed.
You know, but I guess that's also a legal thing, too, you know. I guess you can... I'm not a lawyer by any means.
Please seek out Lady D for all your legal advice.
I am not a lawyer by any means. But it's like, isn't it something that you can write? I don't want my face to be released.
Agreed. You can. Know, yes.
Something like that.
Yes, you can.
But media really...
drives home the point that the darker your skin, the more violent you are.
Yeah. It's really sad because there are people... like I said, less melanated who do horrendous acts.
Absolutely.
And they're like, oh, well, we're not going to release this information about this person. But he literally, or she, it, whatever pronoun you are, literally like killed 15 people or, you know, shot up a school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but is seen as criminally insane or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if a melanated person were to do the same thing, there would be no trial, there would be no anything. You would go straight to jail and be there for the rest of your life.
Now, keep in mind, when we are, the reason we are using, or at least for me, the reason we are using these terms melanated and non-melanated is because melanated does encompass our Hispanic brothers as well. Like, anybody with an ounce of melanin can be perceived as a threat when you are, when you commit acts of or when you commit acts of walking down the street with a jacket and a headphone in your ear, like you can be perceived as a threat because you are not of the lighter persuasion. Now, keep in mind that not every person in the world is evil. However, there is a large portion of, how can I put this? There are a lot of people who look at someone because of the way that they dress or the way that they, you know, look and say, I perceive them as being a threat for X, Y, and Z. Do you guys believe that we will ever get to a place where we are not judged by the color of our skin?
I'm going to say, unless it changes in the home. Mm-hmm. No, because kids, for the most part, they do what their parents do. For the most part.
Good point.
If that doesn't change in the way that, say, is, okay, yes, this person is a different skin tone than you, do not treat them any differently.
Right.
You know?
Agreed.
Unless that changes, I don't foresee it changing in the, you know, near future, at least. What about you, Mr. P. Beard?
As you are of a light persuasion.
Well, you know.
You know, we got to get a different perspective on the show. Because, just in case y'all didn't know, PB is put a pecan tan.
I was about to say peanut butter.
Come on down.
he has to say that quite often.
Don't hurt his feelings like that.
Oh, she let me down.
Hurt his feelings like that.
I'm sorry, friend.
I think much like Lady D mentioned before, as she mentioned about media, and I was about here. I was trying to think, like, when you. I mean, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but we haven't had a darker skinned like rapper female come out in a minute. Cause think about it, you have I'm gonna mess her name, but it's not Sawati, sweetie. I don't know. See, Tracy Ellis Ross messed me up with that one.
Sawati.
My bad. Shout out to Sawati.
Can you out there somewhere?
But, I mean, you think about, and y'all feel free to like start googling these people as I name them. I'm going very slow for you. You have Queen Naija. You have Mulatto.
Light skin.
Nicki Minaj.
Light skin.
No one even. I don't even know the other girl's name from the. I know Young Miami.
Light from, skin.
The twerk. Oh. Twerk. I'm twerk girls. My city girls.
I was gonna say the city girls. The I was like,
who?
City girls.
Yeah, I don't listen to rap for real. I don't.
But I mean, that's a true point, though.
I mean, I'm trying to think like all up. What's the other Oki? The what's that one girl?
Janae Aiko.
There it is, Janae Aiko.
She's not even. Wait, she's mixed with
but
something.
She's still light skinned.
Right.
True, but she's not.
Even SZA, not really all that.
She's not.
I mean, we really ain't seen no. You know, darker skinned rap, female rapper since like
Megan Thee Stallion,
and she's not really.
I mean, she's
not really on that dark spectrum. I mean, when was the last time you seen like a Foxy Brown or the original Lil Kim?
true statement.
I'm just saying, like, if you tell a kid, mom, if you ask any of our parents, like, hey, look at this little Kim, they're going to go silent. That ain't the little Kim.
Exactly. That ain't the one I remember.
Uh-uh. I mean, and then Missy Elliott was a doctor. I mean, but like, when have we seen, like, that was the last time we really seen a rise of
dark skin.
And it's like, what's going on? Like,
yeah, well, tweet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, so I think we got to start. And it was crazy. I thought the only pass that give is almost to the guys,
mm-hmm.
but for females, they got. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of bad for you know females out here. It's like they really have boxed them in, and if you're not passing mm-hmm. that test, it's like you can do, you know, as dark as you want to. You can be with as a guy, but if you're a female, apparently the media money goes to those girls. So
yeah,
I agree with Lady on that point.
You know what? That's a very it's a very true and realistic point. I was again, social media is a tool that can be maximized for ultimate profit potential. But I was looking on, I was on the social medias of the world, and I saw, I think I mentioned this one time before, but it was a meme it was a picture, and the girl had posted it, and it said the importance of representation in the media. It was a Pixar. Shout out to Pixar, because they are killing the game with, like, Representation Matters collections.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Pixar film, and the little boy had curly hair. He was a dark-skinned boy with curly hair, and it was cool because she had the juxtaposition was that what that means is that she had the picture of the Pixar and then the picture of her son next to each other, and her son looked like the little boy on the Pixar movie. And so that's why I felt like that was important to me. So going back to your point, why, you know, when little dark-skinned black girls growing up, they want to be able to see, you know, I'm dark-skinned and, ooh, she also looks like me, so I can do that too. So I felt like that was important because that little boy seen a little Pixar movie, you know, which is targeted towards kids. That little boy seen a Pixar character that looked literally just like him. Hair, skin color, everything. That's very impactful. I saw even further a video of at Disney. They had a Black Panther set up. And you remember all the black women in mm-hmm. the Warriors and how that in itself was powerful because most soldiers are men. Like, you know, in third world country armies, most soldiers are men. So that in itself was powerful because King T'Challa, one moment of silence.
T'Challa.
Just a moment of silence. Chadwick Boseman. Long live for that moment. Because King T'Challa had a army full of black women. So on the video that I seen on Facebook, the young girl was at Disney World and she walked past the Black Panther warrior women like setup thing, and the one of the warriors was asking her kind of like, "What are you? What are you proud of? What are your goals? What makes you happy? You know, and things like that. And then at the end, she was like, you have done us well, young warrior. And then she was like, Wakanda forever. And then little girl was like, Wakanda forever. And I just feel like seeing all of them were dark skinned women. And the little girl was dark skinned. So seeing strong, dark skinned women, you know, have that impact on a little girl, and then she will remember that experience forever, you know? So representation does matter. So seeing, you know, people that look like me on the screen, or people, when a little girl or a little boy looks at the TV and they're like, oh, that person looks like me. I feel like that does matter. So I don't feel like, I feel like eventually, because I am just that positive, we will get to a place where we won't be judged by the color of our skin, but, you know, by what we can do, by, you know, let our work speak for us. So in the spirit of that, what does, if we could craft our perfect life, what would it look like? That's it for us today. But before we go, stay focused on what's in front of you. If you do have to look back, make sure you smile, because you know the best is yet to come. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you follow me on all of my lovely social medias. And yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. And we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, love. Peace.